This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 23rd of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across the region is warm and pleasant. Tel Aviv is enjoying sunny skies while Jerusalem sees mild temperatures. Haifa remains clear, making it a great evening for a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, a family feud in East Jerusalem's Silwan village has led to one death and a series of riots. Walla reports police shot two more individuals amidst the chaos, which involved gunfire and Molotov cocktails. Also earlier this hour, Mariv details a similar scene in East Jerusalem, where a conflict between families escalated, resulting in three deaths. The incident marks the 152nd casualty in the Arab community this year. Also this hour. Earlier today, the IDF eliminated a Hamas terrorist involved in rebuilding a Gaza tunnel network. The individual had participated in the October 7th massacre, holding numerous hostages, according to JNS. Separately this morning, Ynet reports that Hamas sent children to fly kites into Israel, stirring fears along the Gaza border. The kites, carrying Arabic messages, are seen as psychological harassment. And finally, from earlier today, JTA informs that the remains of Yehuda Katz, the last Israeli soldier missing from the First Lebanon War, have been discovered. Katz was a tank gunner and yeshiva student killed 44 years ago. Here's what people are saying online. Arsen Ostrovsky, a prominent commentator, posted just minutes ago, expressing admiration for Paramount while criticizing actor Mark Ruffalo's status. Meanwhile, Danny Danon, a former Israeli ambassador, celebrated Artem Dolgopiat's victory at the European Gymnastics Championships. He praised Dolgopiat for becoming the European floor champion for the third time. Additionally, Memory highlighted a Spain-based official's call to strengthen Palestinian resistance. The official, designated by the U.S. for ties to Hamas, rejected the idea of Palestinian elections. Let's go deeper. Starting with the family feud in East Jerusalem, Walla reports chaos erupted in Silwan following a murder tied to a family dispute. The unrest included gunfire and Molotov cocktails, prompting police intervention. This situation adds to the growing tension in the area, impacting community relations and security. Turning to the IDF's recent action in Gaza, JNS notes the military eliminated a Hamas terrorist linked to the rebuilding of tunnels. This action follows the individual's involvement in the October 7th massacre. The operation underscores Israel's ongoing efforts to dismantle Hamas infrastructure, affecting the security dynamics in the region. Meanwhile, concerns arise at the Gaza border after reports from Ynet of children launching kites into Israel. These kites, despite lacking explosives, carry messages intended to provoke. The IDF views this as a strategy to instill fear, highlighting the psychological tactics in the ongoing conflict. Finally, the discovery of Yehuda Katz's remains brings closure to a decades-long mystery. JTA reports Katz was a young soldier when he perished in the First Lebanon War. His remains discovery offers relief to his family and serves as a poignant reminder of past conflicts. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports on a trade standoff between the U.S. and Canada. Without an agreement, the U.S. imposed 50% tariffs on Canadian imports, prompting a strong response from Canada. This dispute may influence international trade dynamics, impacting markets globally. Separately, Kitek reveals Bill Ackman's commitment of $400 million towards brain research. After his daughter's recovery from a brain hemorrhage, Ackman believes in the potential of medicine and technology to improve patient outcomes. This investment could drive significant advancements in medical research. And finally, Walla Business covers a legal battle involving Kiryat Yam and Rafael, the Iron Dome manufacturer. Kiryat Yam sought a large sum from Rafael, but the court ruled against the city. This case highlights the financial pressures on defense companies and local governments in Israel. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 6 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.